The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So we're discussing the comic book movies off the air, and I got a new take on this. See how you feel. I don't want to spoil anything. It's apparently the end game. There's some spoilers out there because I figure earlier in our career, I think I love spoiling that crap. But now I look at it, if you're into it so much, it's sad.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, I would never do that. In fact, I don't even want to look up, but apparently there's a scene being set out there. People know it because somebody leaked it, and I don't even know what it is because I don't care.
Right. So previous to this, you were just a dick.
Well, we were all a dick.
And now
we did it too. We spoiled the Star Wars years ago.
Now you feel sorry for them.
Yeah, exactly. So why would I spoil their fun if that's their highlight of their life?
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. And we talked to a lot of people that are really into it. So, you know, have fun.
Yeah. In fact, I'm watching that Nothing But Trailers yesterday.
Yes.
And here's why I don't go to the movies. I watched for nearly a half an hour.
Nothing you wanted to see?
What I saw was comic book movies,
right?
Horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. A lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they make a lot of them because people go to them.
Yep.
It generates box office, and I understand and I get all that.
They've always made money. You can also do other things.
That is not my genre of film, and I don't know if you're going to have to go to the upcoming movies that I saw, but there was a bunch of animation. Frozen 2 is on its way.
I don't think she's interested in that.
No, okay.
His daughter's getting older. Getting older. Huh?
Life of Pets 2 is on its way.
Maybe. I don't know.
So it was a bunch of animation that's coming up this summer. You know, because you got to do something when the kids are sitting around the house all damn day.
That's a good point.
God forbid they go outside.
Yeah. Well, kids love those comic book, those movies, I should say, the animated crap.
But so many of the movies that, you know, I'll include you, and I are interested in, are coming to the streaming services.
Yeah, because I was just funny, because I had nothing to watch last night before I was going to hit the sack and flip it around the TV, and I just watched another 15 minutes of Goodfellas because it was on. I mean, movies like that are not made anymore.
Oh, you know? You didn't watch the NFL Network break down everybody's schedule?
No, here's the deal. Think about the schedule. I care about one schedule. The Steelers. So when I was flipping through the TV last night, we got back from dinner, and I saw that show was on. I didn't click on it. I said, oh, that's right. Finally, it's out. I got on my phone, got the Steelers schedule, and I was fine.
Because curious.
Breaking down other exciting games to me are not exciting unless the Steelers are playing in it. Now, I'll watch them when they're on.
Sure.
But I don't care that the Patriots are going to be playing the Cowboys at a certain week, and I don't really care, you know?
Yeah. You don't know.
None of us care, really.
Yeah. Come week 12, is that going to be a good game? Yeah. Your team could suck. That team they're playing could suck. By the time week 12 rolls
that's
around.
True, yeah. But you still want to see your team. That's the thing about that.
Sure.
Know?
Well, I'd seen the Packers schedule at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It got leaked by then?
But the whole thing.
Oh, because the Steelers.
Oh, it did.
The whole thing.
I kept looking for the Steelers leak and I couldn't find it earlier, so I just waited and then it came out. But I didn't watch that schedule show.
No,
that would have been dumb.
That's a good group from the '70s. Steelers dumb. Leak.
Yeah. I'll tell you what the NFL does rule though, because I did stop on it later on just to see what was going on, and some dude was live at a bar in Cleveland. It was just packed. You know, it's like it's not even. This is why the NFL owns everything. It's not even. It's not the draft party. It's not a preseason game. It's not. It's the schedule release party at a huge bar in Cleveland.
Right. Cleveland's got nothing. Yeah.
They do.
They got nothing.
There's a sports radio guy there.
Well, we live in a place where 85,000 people go watch practice. So you're right. Areas that got nothing will do crap like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cavs
a schedule release party on a Wednesday night at a bar. And by the time I turned it on, it was 11 o'clock Eastern at least. And I'm thinking these people are up there going, "What the hell, man? Wednesday night, yeah, Browns." The schedule's released.
Well, the Browns are going 16-0 this year.
Oh,
didn't
that's
you
right.
hear?
I forgot
oh, that's
about
right.
That. They are.
They're the hottest thing out there.
They are the hottest thing out
Baker's
there.
Baker's the guy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Yes. I don't know if you go to a Steeler fan page on Facebook or if you go to a Packer fan on
right
Facebook.
Right now I'm on the Jolly Roger. I'm on the Pirate fan page a lot now.
I look at one of the Nebraska Cornhusker fan pages.
Oh, no. I that comes on my feed because we're friends with a lot of the people. Yeah.
Right.
It's hilarious.
But the Viking one.
Oh, yeah?
The Viking one. I don't know if all NFL pages are like this or all college football pages are like this. It's just a bunch of naysayers, whiners, or delusional.
Well, that's pretty much what you mentioned,
yeah,
the college
that's the
one,
internet.
Too.
Yeah.
That's the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. In fact, no, it's not naysayers, because I remember I would get on there and give a reality check every
once
in a
while. You mean the Vikings?
The Viking one. Yeah. And I would just get beat down.
Oh, because you were the reality check guy, right?
In fact, the other day they had a picture of, I think it was Stephon Diggs, in a different helmet. It was like white on top.
Right.
You know, maybe something they would wear during a color rush.
Right.
And, hey, everybody, you know, get off my lawn. God, I hate that helmet. I just wrote a comment on there that said, you know, I think this is kind of cool. We live in the era of the University of Oregon, and maybe change it up once a year.
Yeah.
What the hell is it going to hurt?
No. Yeah, the NFL doesn't allow that.
No. The helmet wise.
The helmet has to be the same whole year round. You can change the decals.
Unless they paint it, yeah.
But they want the inside to protect your brain.
Yeah.
The problem with the Vikings is you can't have a throwback day because their uniforms look the same, basically the same.
Since 1961.
As they did when they came into the league in 1961.
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, we need to go through our horrible bumblebee. We need to go through that phase.
You never had that phase.
No.
Because it was 61, it looked pretty much the same.
In fact,
the Packers have that circle phase, you know, back in the day.
They're dumb.
I actually like those. So.
Here's a fun Viking
fact. If I was
a
Packers fan, I'd have that jersey.
Did you know the Vikings almost joined the AFL?
No, that's not really a fun fact.
They had an offer to join.
Let's go, it's a fact.
Yeah, the AFL in 1960, and then the NFL came along and said,
there's PD Sports, we just did it.
Listen, if you wait another year, you can go into the NFL. And consequently, we have the Vikings in the NFL.
There's a new cartoon out there. LD put together. I haven't checked it out yet, but I know it's the story.
I watched it.
It's a story about Nick getting kicked out of the Skinner show as a kid, right?
Yeah.
This is new. This is not a classic.
No, it's a new one.
It's a new one.
Yeah, this is just from last week.
A new one. It's on the social media at TNT Radio Empire. That's Twitter on the Facebook.
They were
page
making too. Hairspray torches. Remember?
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
I gotta watch that.
Okay.
Because that's a new cartoon. LD does a good job, and that was a funny story that Nick Allen told. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Petey Mack. A few people died. Nobody probably had that guy, but some guy from Trainspotting was shot dead. That's And nobody famous died. That guy was in a movie.
Art imitating life?
No, I don't know. It's just a guy named Bradley Wells, train spotting actor, shot dead in Scotland. That's what I saw this morning. I'm sure that's not it.
Oh, and I think the chick from Colorado is dead, too.
Yeah, she shot herself.
Yeah. And did anybody think this? The first time I heard the report on that story, first of all, I know where she got shot. It's a pretty popular tourist spot.
Right.
But apparently she
shot herself.
Yeah, and I wanted this. Is there any video? Because she was naked, apparently, when she offed herself.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
I heard she was naked.
And she was 18, so that's not too creepy about that.
That's why.
Except her head would have been blown off. She'd have been naked with her head blown off.
No, while she was running around. Before she blew her head off.
Well, the guy dropped her off. An Uber driver dropped her off in the middle of the park there, some national forest you mentioned, wherever it was. And I'm sure there's no cameras out there then. Maybe a Bigfoot camera caught it or something like that.
Oh, no, there would be no cameras in that vicinity. There may have been, well, probably not. Oftentimes, if it's a couple months from now, there's a lot of people around there, but maybe not this time of year.
Honor student, just freaked out by, has always been, loved Colin Bynes. She's a nut job.
Right.
Flew to Colorado and just bought a gun, because you can, and then shot herself. They figure they're going to come get her.
Yeah, well, actually, there's
60 school districts, apparently.
Not too many places in the country that you can't go buy a shotgun.
Yeah, well. She shot herself. That ends that good. All right.
There's a goose.
Yep.
You got to shoot some gooses.
Yep. And kids in schools, too. And thank God she shot herself in the head. And we want to see if there's naked. I didn't hear the naked. I didn't hear the naked part.
I can't be making that up.
No, I hope you're not making. I don't think you're making it up. I didn't hear it. I didn't really see the. They didn't say it on the nightly news. And she was naked.
No, they never report that.
They would
that
never
kind.
Do that.
That's what we got the interwebs for. Interwebs will tell you that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's horrible. Craig's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.